At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want people to admit you're either dumb or conniving.
Ooh, bad options.
Or
you just know dumb or conniving people.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking scammed. Has anybody been scammed in this room? Do not lie.
I mean, look
at Erica and tell me she hasn't been scammed.
No. She worries about everything. She is so worried. She has 24 backup plans at all times.
You're going to tell me that
Aaron gets me.
They pull up to you in the grocery store parking lot and they go, my boss says we have to get rid of these entertainment systems.
Stranger danger.
Do you know what being a woman is like?
Guys fall for that one every time. Yeah. I've bought so many speakers from a van.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have. It's stupid.
Okay, so when you said you're either dumb or conniving, you fall under dumb.
I do.
Yeah.
The speakers were speakers, but they weren't what they promised to be.
I thought they were like bricks.
That's happened to other people where they check out this iPad and they have all the iPad boxes and then
they show you one that has it in there.
And they open it up and they're like, iPad, and they're like, here you go, here's your box. And it's like, you gotta just go give me that one. But you don't, and it's still weighty.
Don't buy things out of the back of a stranger's van.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just, you're gonna get a deal.
Thank you, T-Hack.
T-Hack, you've been involved with Facebook Marketplace a lot. Mm-hmm. Any scams with that or?
No, we were running a pretty sophisticated scam
oh my gosh.
Way before the Facebook Marketplace days.
You were?
Yeah, we were. With
who's we?
Me and my buddies at a pizza place when we were in school.
What do you mean?
So there was it was like when Groupon first was like on the scene, you know, and it was like so we were broke college kids and there was something about if you signed up for this Groupon or whatever, you got free pizza from the pizza place that was right down below our apartment. And all you needed to do every time was just enter a new email address. And then we realized, you don't even have to make a new email. You just slap the keyboard and it'll work. You'll get the coupon.
.org.
So we were eating a free pizza every day for months on end, all of us.
You scammed this joint out of.
And they liked it because the joint was getting reimbursed from Groupon. It was, or whatever. I don't know that it was Groupon, whatever the company was. So they were fine with it. And we knew them. Like we were on a first name basis with the pizza place.
I was going to say, did they not recognize you?
Yeah. They were there every day until one time I went in to pick up my pizza for free. And they said, the police are on their way.
Stop.
Yeah.
So they didn't give you the pizza.
No, they didn't give me the pizza. And it was like three cop cars all pulled in and ran in like, we got him. And they were asking to see me. And they were on Groupon had.
Are you lying?
No, I swear. Groupon had contacted them. And they're like, obviously something fishy's happening at this pizza where.
It's their fault. It's not your
fault.
They were
tracking the IP addresses and stuff. And so they're like, coming from this one apartment just keeps getting free pizzas and using all just nonsense emails. And so it got.
But it's not illegal.
Did you go to jail?
No, they let me go. I talked, and then I had to pay for the pizza, and there were tears in the guy's
eye.
Just
that last one.
Yeah, because he knew this.
Tears
is,
in his eye.
This is the last one. These guys aren't coming back. They're not gonna start paying. It was kind of
over. I don't know if I believe this story.
I completely believe it.
I swear.
The cops arriving.
I swear, yeah. And then my roommates even got, eventually they were like, we really miss that free pizza. So then they would go to the library and do it from there. They were still running the same scan, but the IP address was different. And I'm like, I was out at that point.
You're the face of the pizza scan.
Exactly, I can't.
Wow. Yeah.
That is incredible.
So yeah, I'm conniving, I guess, and an idiot. I'm both. Yeah.
The problem is you got greedy. You guys should have done it once a week.
Yeah.
Right.
But you went one step too far. Like there's a story in the news where this fortune teller, you get this woman and you tell her, I need $20,000 and I need to do something with it. And she comes through on it. You should stop. Mm. But the fortune teller goes like, no, hold on. Now I need $42,000. And so on the second time they went to the bank, like the fortune teller like takes her to the bank. She's withdrawing $42,000. She's old. Oh. And the bank goes, hey, lady, like, what is going on? The police showed up. Like,
they show up.
They do show up. And like, is this a pizza thing? Or they were like, yeah, the lady was like, well, my fortune teller's in the car and said they need, and they busted the fortune teller. But I mean, you got away with 20.
That is like elderly abuse. That's what happened to Jen Shaw from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
did you say that whole thing in a different tone though? That's what happened with Jen Shaw from The Real Housewives.
It was wild reality television because she had been running this scam and then they boarded the Sprinter van and said, you're coming with me.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
So.
With the fortune teller, you think she would have seen it coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a scam.
You?
Leave. Yeah. All right. So if you've been involved in a scam, whether you fell for it, you perpetrated it, or one of your friends is a moron, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text that number or call it.
I have been scammed.
There it is!
No! But you're going to feel bad.
No, because this is what we want. We want people to be this honest.
I have been used for concerts.
Oh.
Oh, for sure.
I have been scammed in that way.
Like someone pretends to be your friend?
Yep.
Or wants to date you?
Yep.
Oh,
took him to Imagine Dragons at Red Rocks. Never heard from him again.
And he wanted all that for Imagine Dragons. I love them, but for a guy to love them that much,
no, feels... Imagine Dragons is a guy band.
Because they're like, look at how hot Dan Reynolds is.
No.
That's why it's a girl band.
No, yeah. It's like...
Have you seen that man's arms?
I know, but it's all anthems. It's all...
Yeah.
Guys just like... Yeah. It's just like, yeah.
Wow.
It's like a young boy band. Like flag football tournaments. My son and all of his friends were just like...
Imagine Dragons.
An Imagine Dragons playlist.
How
would get
old
those...
was the man that Aaron was dating?
He's
30.
You see what I'm saying? It feels like a weird band for a 30-year-old to scam their way into.
There's a story. There's a story in the news that TAC found that's a little confusing to me. This person says the government scammed her because she parked somewhere.
Uh-huh. And then they came in.
How do you paint lines? They painted lines under her car so that it was a no parking spot.
That's what she claims, yeah.
So when she came back out, there were lines there that weren't there when...
Yeah.
And well, then they left the ticket.
I remember, I mean, this was a thing when we were in school, too. On the parking, the meter maid or whatever would come and they'd mark it with chalk.
Yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So then you just have to constantly go out and hose off your wheel, just erase the chalk.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so that you weren't or you there. Could just back up and move forward again.
No, I didn't need the car until I was going to get the free pizza. So. It was just all a scam at that point.
All right. So if you've fallen for a scam or you are a scammer, we want to hear from you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about scams. And Erica's ready to admit. Just say it.
No, I have not been scammed. In fact, almost the opposite. Like I was almost too vigilant. Would that be the word there?
Yeah.
So you know how the like toll scam. Go around, you get the text, it's like you. And I'm like, I didn't even drive a car in that state, but okay.
Really? I kind of believed it the first one I got.
No, the first one I got was where I was living. So I was like, ugh. And I was like, there's no way. I didn't go on any toll roads. The problem is, probably in the last 6 months, started getting texts like, your PayPal account needs attention. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's a scam.
Dude, the PayPal email I get looks so real.
Wait. So I have not acted on it. It is possible that attention is needed to my PayPal account, which I haven't used in about 8 years. I'm afraid to click on anything.
Well, don't click.
Also, they can come find me if they really need me.
They could, but like, but just go to PayPal.
What do you mean?
Their website. Don't go through the email.
I haven't used PayPal in so long. I don't know how to log in.
Okay, boomer. Listen, you get a computer out or your phone out and just go to PayPal then hit forgot password if you can't remember it or if it's not stored in your passwords. But you should at least go check.
But also, if I owe them money, I don't necessarily want to pay.
Well,
I'm happy to just leave them looking for me.
Okay,
say, I thought it was a scam. Now it's recorded on the radio, so I don't know.
I want to know do you know about the jury duty one?
What?
Do you know about the jury duty scam?
No.
Because my neighbor, I don't want to, you're lovely. If you're my neighbor and you're listening, you're lovely, but like, wow. So she got a call and it's like, hi, this is so-and-so. We're like with the federal whatever. And you missed a federal jury summons. So like if you get jury duty and you don't go, you know there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Huh?
If you don't go to jury duty, there is a warrant out for your arrest. But like, they're
this
not really.
This feels really excessive.
And they and you can get out of it. But so like, if you got pulled over for speeding, they'll go like, "Hey, you also have this. You have an outstanding warrant for this." And then I don't know that they'll arrest you, but then you're like, there's fines and all this other crap. But if it's a federal one, like you were supposed to go to the federal courthouse, they call you and they go, "There's a warrant out for your arrest, and like, we can stop it. You have to pay the bond right now." So, but if you hang up the phone, we're the feds are coming to your house.
Fine, show up.
That's what I said.
Yep.
That's
it's exactly such a what scam. I said.
Come and get me.
She.
No one knows where I live. I move too much.
But they had her home address.
Okay.
They had her full name and they're like, "We sent the jury summons to this," and they name, and she's like, "Yeah, that's me." And like, "And you didn't respond to it. You didn't give a valid reason. Like, we need you to go." So she goes to her bank. Withdraws the $4,000 it is.
In what world would the because government it's, be like $4,000?
But it's just a bond. It's like a fine. Mm. Like you'll get it back once you have your court appearance. They're like,
see.
But then they're telling her, don't go to the police station.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, you can go. They're like, absolutely go to the police. Go. But they have this warrant. So
okay,
like,
but if
they will arrest you on site.
But you just said that they're not going to arrest me if I'm paying the bond.
Right.
So I will bring my money to the police station.
You can't bring it to the police.
You can't arrest me.
Because this is federal.
Yes, you can.
They had all these. They had all these loopholes.
Just like every cop
show. She fell for it.
She fell for the whole thing. Okay. So she started to think. They're like, you can't hang up because as soon as you hang up.
Yeah. This is like being held hostage.
It is. It's 100%, but they've got her. And I'm telling you, you scammers who are doing this one, you pick the right one in her. Cause she's panty. She's like my kids are coming. Like I can't, whatever. So then the next step is, this is where she finally started to see it was a scam. The next step is to take the cash to King Soopers. And I didn't know you could do this. Maybe other people know this. You take it to the Coinstar thing.
Okay. And then what?
You
Someone
can put money, the
over...
Coinstar thing you, is also like a Western Union thing or whatever. Like if you put, you can like put money in that and then go, I don't want it. I want it to go to this email address. And it will like, so you take your $4,000.
No, she didn't do it.
Is that the point where she realized it was a scam?
She got just enough huevos like everybody else in this room. The Wells Fargo that she withdrew her money from was right next to the Commerce City Police Department. So she walked in there and she was like, do you have a warrant for my arrest? And like, what are you talking about?
Why?
Oh
no. I worry about like my parents falling for this stuff.
She caught on the third time.
Right.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.